accept ideas for improvs. You can email me at cronfused@gmail.com. That's cronfused@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media everywhere with the same name. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be surprised when I say bad words.
Newsish, it's the show that's on your radio app. Newish show, you hear it now, you know that. It's queer, it's cute, it's songs for your bros and your siblings, sisters, all the fam, come on and tune it, stream it, download it, you know it. It's the show that makes you smile with all you're hosing the garden, digging all the while you're growing. You know it, the show it is music. Hey, hi, hello, it's me, your host, Julie B, aka Silly Vanilli, aka your mom's best friend, aka Cronfused, and I am here today for another episode of Musish, streamed to you through space and time, the internet, the radio waves, the things to get to your ears. And I hope you're enjoying your strange time warp between the holidays, between the winter's shortest days and the new year. I myself am very excited that the new year is approaching. I'm a big setter of resolutions and goals. Do I attain them? 70% of the time, maybe. I don't know how that averages out in the scheme of most people, but I'm proud of myself when I actually stack up what I do in a day, in a week, in a year. But moment to moment, I do always feel like I'm slacking, but maybe that is the artist's condition. No? If you hear my voice being a bit different, I am still battling a bit of an illness, a bit of a sickness, a bit of a nasty, nasally coughy phlegmy thing. Not the Rona, thank goodness. I've had a few negative tests now, but it's still a negative time. And so if my singing chops are not quite up to snuff, that is why. And if my voice is a little bit more warm and fuzzy than I intend, in maybe in a less of an analog way and more of an annoying way, that would be why. But I digress. We're getting on to this week's episode of Musish with... Oh, my dog's about to turn into a cat and crawl onto my laptop. I don't want that. Lucy, you back off. You back off. Anyway. Might edit that out. You might hear me talking to my dog. Who knows? It's a at-home episode. That means it's a weird one. And it also is a one that has a theme, which is pretty fun. You know we love a theme here at Musish. It is a new year, as I mentioned last week. we were going to have another holiday episode. This one is the holiday of New Year's Eve, one of my favorite celebrations in the year. Both Halloween and New Year's are kind of like the beginning and end, I feel, of a year, whether it's spiritually or calendarly. I don't know what the word for that is. These songs all revolve around that magical, mystical, hopeful holiday that is New Year's Eve. And we're starting out with the hot, new, fantastic, vibey track by Rachel and Villeray that is just timeless and cheeky. And there's something I really love about Rachel Price. She has a couple songs that are kind of like celebrating being alone. One is How Good It Feels with her band Lake Street Drive. And the other one is this one, Just Me This Year, with her and Rachel and Villeray. It's a very jazzy project. All their songs are quite fantastic, but this new one, it really is just lovely and really set the tone for this playlist, if I'm being honest. And we also have Regina Spektor's New Year. This song is a couple years old, but is just as tender as ever, and I stumbled upon it while listening to Regina's new album that just came out this year. Definitely check it out. It's just as gorgeous as you would expect her songs to be. Really, her voice and piano playing just shine so much. And then she's got this way of sort of coaxing a well-crafted song out of an improv that makes her songwriting very fluid and very genuine. Speaking of genuine songwriting and interesting piano skills, we have icon Tom Waits with his New Year's Eve song, which kind of is a cheeky nod as well to Auld Lang Syne. And then we'll have a bunch of other songs after some ads, some chats, maybe an improv. We'll see. It's a new year, but it's the same old format here on Musish on 101.9 FM, CITR, Discorder Radio. We're starting off with Just Me This Year, Rachel and Villeray. Enjoy it. I know I will.
December 18th, and ain't he sweet? He called me names and called it quits. Considering the season, I've got reason to be sad. But considering the man, I'm glad. Ring the bells and hang the mistletoe. Find the carols on the radio. Play 'em louder now, he can't say no. I'm feeling free, 'cause it's just me this year. Take the train to town and see the tree. Get some shopping done, but just for me. He told me diamonds are a luxury, so I'll take three, 'cause it's just me this year. I'm keeping plenty warm without him. Never doubt it. There's so much left to burn. Ask the postman in out of the snow. That's my plumber playing piano. My French tutor made a chocolat show. QVEC. Oh, it's just me this year. Thank you. a bargain ride on Dead Man's Curve. That old chicken never had the nerve. Finally, all the thrills that I deserve, and possibly, eventually, I'll find another deer. But it's just me this year. She sets her alarm 5 minutes to midnight and wakes just in time to greet the new year. Remembers the kisses, remembers the laughter, and all that's gone away. She shuffles around, turning the lights on, to the kitchen, gets the champagne, opens the window, and wrapped in a blanket, begins to count and wait. 5 minutes to midnight and wakes just in time to say her goodbyes, thanking the old year for all it has brought her. No mention of the things it took away. She shuffles around, turning the lights out, closes the window, checks on the locks, folds up the blanket, empties the bottle, and leaves it in the hallway dark. She's just glad she gets to see another
was open, I was seething. Your mother burst in, it was freezing. She said, it looks like it's trying to rain. I was lost, I felt seasick. You convinced me that he left. You said, keep talking, but don't use any names. I scolded your driver and your brother. We're old enough to know how long you've been hooked. And we've all been to the war. And each time you score, someone gets hauled in and cuffed and booked. It felt like four in the morning. What sounded like fireworks turned out to be just what it was. The stars looked like diamonds, and then came the sirens, and everyone started to curse. All the noise was disturbing, and I couldn't find Irving. It was like two stations on at the same time. And then I hid your car keys, and I made black coffee, and I dumped out the rest of the room. Nick and Socorro. Everything's in storage.
Thank you. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Hello, 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 and welcome back. It is me, Cronfused. Whoa. Can you hear my nose popping on the mic? Because I feel it in my face. Hope you didn't hear that. Anyway, hello, welcome back. It's me, Cronfused, a.k.a. Julie B. And today we have songs to ring in the New Year, songs about New Year's Eve. What you just heard was Happy New Year, just the instrumental from Cookin' Soul. If you head to YouTube, did you just hear my dog? You might not have heard my nose pop earlier, but you might have just heard my dog's nose snore a little bit. The cutest, most annoying interruptions, adorable as they may be. But yeah, if you head to YouTube, you'll hear Cookin' Soul's complete mix with that song featuring some bootlegged Wu-Tang Clan samples, which are really quite excellent. Before that, we had Ella Fitzgerald, Mike Mangini, and Adam Palin doing their remix of her What Are You Doing This New Year's Eve classic. And before that, you heard Jeff Buckley's New Year's Prayer, a sort of sketchy, psychedelic, nearly demo remix from his Sketches to My Love the Drunk album. Before that, we had, as I mentioned before, Tom Waits' New Year's Eve, his strange, you know, vagabondian nod to the classic Robbie Burns poem / New Year's Eve anthem. Continuing right along on our theme, we have the anthemic 1999 by Prince, master of funk and of feeling the party, feeling in the moment, in the groove. This song is both timeless, futuristic, and retro. I love it. It is one of my personal favorites. And, you know, Prince is one of my personal favorites. After that, we'll have Final Countdown by Europe. You know, it's basically the most perfect New Year's song. And, you know, I'll also, before we get started on those, I will play a little bit of, well, it's not going to be a New Year's freestyle per se. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bust out a tarot card, and that is going to be your New Year's prediction for this year, all of our New Year's prediction for this year. So let me just go grab that, and then we'll get a little fortune read. How's that sound? Okay, one moment. So, the card that I got for all of us, the question I asked was, what should we all be aware of this year? And the card that we collectively, yep, all of us, got was the Eight of Pentacles. And my deck is the Shadow Escapes Companion deck. And it's real pretty. You can check it out. But the deck of this one is a spider with a very sparkly, bejeweled web. And the card, the Eight of Pentacles, is a really fun one because it's just over the cusp of the pentacles. That means success, riches, the fruits of your labor are going to start to be seen. Not fully raining down upon you, but earned, deserved, noticeable. And it's one, this card, of craftsmanship, of focused work on a project, of dedication, of using all of your skills, your honed intellect, your attention to detail, your artistic flair, all at once to get something done. It's about having vision and using the knowledge of professionals and those who came before you. This card also has a, or this book has a little bit of a poem that comes with this card. And while that definition was just from my brain, I will read the little poem that comes in the book because it's cute. And that's what I'll use in this improv today. Does that sound fun? Because it does to me. All right. Weaver, weave a pattern. Weave a dream of summer musk. Weave the drape of autumn dusk. Weaver, weave a fate. Weave a life's frail anchored line. Weave the pale moon's waxing signs. Weaver, weave a web. Craft each precious thread. Silky artist's inhibitions shed. Weaver, weave a pattern. Weave a dream of summer musk. Weave the drape of autumn dusk. Weaver, weave a fate. Weave a life's frail anchored line. Weave the pale moon's waxing signs. Weaver, weave a web. Craft each precious thread. Silky artist's inhibitions shed. I'll take my destiny and weave it how I wanna be. Thread a new tapestry and I'll spin it so effortlessly. I've been working on my craft, mentally making them laugh. I've been forging my own path, making myself feel like a master at that. All right. Well, whatever you got out of that fortune, hopefully it will be inspiring. And let's get right on back to the professionals, shall we? The written songs, the wonderful wands with themes determined already, which is to say, we already told you you've got Europe. We've already told you you've got Prince coming up. But we've got European princes and princesses of pop, that's right, ABBA, starting off this next little chunk of songs before we say goodbye and we go out into the happy new year. We go out into the lands that we live, play, laugh, and build, learn, and grow on. And we ask ourselves, who are the traditional people of this land where I'm broadcasting from, out in so-called Vancouver? It is the traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples, and I am a settler, and in the new year, I hope to look at how to actually better give back, not just in words, but in actual tangible ways, whether that is monetarily, by maybe donating a percentage of what I would be saving for retirement to Indigenous organizations, or whether it's through volunteering my time. I will find out which is the most effective, and I, you know, you gotta commit to certain things, whether it's just guilting myself into doing it, or whether it's committing to it on the air as a resolution, who knows? Just thinking about it is the first step, right? I'm telling myself that so I feel better. Anyway, what makes me feel the best is sweet, sweet, fun, sugary, thematic playlists Don't you agree? But either way, a good segue will take the sting off of white guilt, won't it? Maybe not. It's my show. That's why I'm rambling. Anyway, let's get to the music. Happy New Year to you. And this is Happy New Year by ABBA, followed by Prince and Europe with 1999 and the final countdown, the final episode of Musish this year. If you want to tune in next year and I haven't put you off entirely with my logoria, I am changing the hours of the show. We'll be starting at 1 p.m. as of January 6th, which will be next Friday, not this coming Friday, but the one after that. So please tune in. Or is it the next Friday? Anyway, as of this, the 6th of January, we're a whole new afternoon vibe, and we're going to be just as weird and non sequitur as ever, but we'll have our playlists and our themes on point. I can promise you that. Either way, I hope that you had a halfway decent 2022, and I hope that 2023 is extra delicious and twice as kind to you. And no matter what happens, I hope that you stay inspired. Thank you so much for listening and for inspiring me. I am Julie B, aka Cronfused. Apologies for the weirdness. You're welcome for the oddness. Bye.
Happy New Year!